I want to talk about one of the most fascinating topics in all of the Bible, which is the topic of seraphim. I call it the ministry of seraphim because most people kind of assume that a seraphim is an angel because it's a celestial being, and we kind of call all celestial beings angels. But really, the Bible doesn't call them angels anywhere. It just calls them a seraph or a seraphim. So the word seraph is one. Seraphim would be more than one. It's the plural sense of that word. So a seraph, the word actually means the burning one. So God created a special creature in heaven, a unique individual or creature in heaven that looks different from any other angel. Most angels have more features like a human. These creatures do not. They have the feet of a calf. They have four head of four faces, and they have six wings, and they're very, very unique looking creatures. So God created them for a purpose. Now keep in mind, their name is the Burning One. Before we get into this, I want you to go in your mind to the Old Testament, where you see the tabernacle of Moses, or the New Testament, where you see the temple. And in this scenario, you have the priest offering incense to the Lord on burning coals. So you take the burning coals from the altar of the brazen altar, which represents our salvation. That's where the animals were slain, the blood was spilled. So that brazen altar represents our salvation. So you take those coals inside the middle court, and in a censer, you put incense on top of those coals, and when those are burned, it offers up holy smoke. And that holy smoke is what the priest has to use to go into the Holy of Holies, or he will die. So he has to basically take that censer and swirl it around, get that smoke all over him, and which represents, you know, the blood of the sacrifice, and the incense that came off of the top of the bread and the altar of incense. And that's the only way he can go into the Holy of Holies. Okay, so these creatures called the Burning Ones have a very similar purpose in the temple of heaven. So you're only gonna see seraphim three times in the Bible. You see them in Ezekiel chapter 1, which is the only time they're ever seen on the earth. You see them in Isaiah chapter 6. And even though Isaiah's on the earth, he is caught up into a heavenly vision. So when he sees them, this is where he says, "I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple." So he's not on the earth. He's seeing a scene in heaven. And these seraphim are there in that scene. And then you see them again in Revelation chapter 4. So only three places: Ezekiel 1, Isaiah 6, and Revelation 4. So in each of these, when you put them together, they give you a description of the seraphim, what they look like, and really what they're doing. So the first thing you need to remember is that when the seraphim appear on the earth, they appear as a raging fire engulfing itself. So keep in mind, they're called the Burning Ones. Now, in Ezekiel chapter 1, it's the only time we see a throne that we call the Sapphire Throne on the earth. Now, the Father sits on a red throne, which is the Sardis Throne. The Son, Jesus, sits on the Emerald Throne, which is a green throne. And then the Holy Spirit, which is God's agent on the earth. The only time we see the Holy Spirit on any kind of throne is the Sapphire Throne, which is blue. So you have red, green, and blue thrones. And that's another lesson for another day, but I'd love to talk about RGBs and red, green, and blues, and how those three colors make up the entire color scheme of everything else that exists in color. So that's another lesson for another day. So when you see Ezekiel chapter 1, you have these burning ones who are, it shows them appearing as fire engulfing itself. So when you see them, it looks like, you know, a ball of fire. And when they show up, the Bible actually gives the description of, you know, what they look like. So they have six wings. They have the feet of a calf. They have the four faces. So their faces is the face of a man, the face of a lion, the face of a flying eagle, which is interesting. And then you have the face of an ox or a baby ox. So what does that represent for us? Well, so in the Bible, you're going to see four of these standing side by side in heaven. And the Bible says that when they turn, each time they turn, one of those four faces is always facing God. So if you're looking at them and you've got the man, the eagle, the lion, and the calf, and then they turn, you still have that in a different order because their faces have just changed. So now you might see the calf and the man and the eagle and the lion. But those four faces are always facing God at all times. Now, Ezekiel is the only one that gives us the description that shows us where these faces are located. So he says, on the right-hand side is the lion. On the left-hand side is the ox. Some places call it a baby ox or a young ox. And then on the back is the flying eagle, and on the front is the face of the man. Now, I think that's very significant because it represents our praise. It represents how we come to God in worship. So the right-hand side is the lion. That's us worshiping God in battle. So the Bible calls the right hand of God the right hand of power. So think about this. You're worshiping God in battle. Things are heated up around you. You can choose to cry and, you know, turn inward and go, you know, go off by yourself, or you can choose to fight. And you fight in worship. You fight in praise. So the lion is us worshiping in battle. The calf on the other side is the sacrificial animal. That's the left side. And the Bible says when God's working on the left hand, the left side, you don't see what he's doing. He is working, but you don't see how he is working. So this is the sacrificial animal. So this is you worshiping in sacrifice. I mean, I'm in a season of sacrifice, and I don't like where I'm at and all of those things that we're feeling, but I'm going to worship anyway. Well, the flying eagle is in the back. Now, that's interesting that he says the eagle is flying, because that means it's soaring. That means it's up above everything else. That means it's looking down on its prey. It's the king. That's success. So God wants you to worship him during your success, but he doesn't want you to worship your success. So he puts that in the back, because if it's in the front, you focus on it. You see it. It's like, wow, look how good I'm doing. And God doesn't want us to worship that way. He wants us to worship understanding that all blessings come from the Lord, but we have to keep that behind us and not focus on success, but focus on the Lord who's given us the success. Well, the face in the front is the face of the man. And that face is the one that is just normal, walking my faith every day. That's the struggles of humanity. That's our sickness. That's our temptations. That's our, you know, bad days. That's our mood swings. That's everything that we go through as a human, but yet we worship. We worship when we feel like it. We worship when we don't. So keep in mind that all of these four faces and this purpose of this creature is to demonstrate worship. Well, it goes on beyond that, because now we see that's Ezekiel 1. But when you get to Isaiah 6, that is this great scripture. I saw the Lord high and lifted up. His train has filled the temple. And then it says above him stood these seraphim. Now, in the story of Isaiah seeing this, one of the seraphims came and took tongues and picked up live coals from the altar and put it in his hand. And that's interesting because an angel, the Bible says, took the live coals and put it in the hands of the seraphim. So the seraphim doesn't need tongs. The seraphim is the burning one. So when you look at the description of the seraphim in all three of these passages, their skin is like molten bronze. That's how the Bible describes it. And it has like lightning in the skin. So they're unlike any other creature. They don't have nice, smooth skin or beautiful skin. They're a little terrifying if you think about it, because their skin is moving, and their skin is like molten bronze, which is melting bronze or boiling bronze with lightning in their skin. And they actually move at lightning speed. So when they move, the Bible says that they move with the at the same speed of lightning, or at lightning speed. So when you see these creatures, think about this four-headed creature. One of these showed up at your house, it'd scare the daylights out of you. But so think about these four-headed creatures, four-faced creatures with feet like a calf and arms like a human. So they do have arms, but they're the arms of a man. But then they have six wings. So with two of the wings, the Bible says they cover their face. With two of the wings, they cover their feet. And with two of the wings, they fly. They cover their feet because that has to do with humility and service. They cover their face because that has to do with humility and worship when they're looking upon the Lord. So that is the symbol that we're given by the seraphim. So what is their purpose? Well, we see what they look like. We see now in Isaiah where they're located. They're in the temple. So when you get to the book of Revelation, that's kind of the revealing part to me, because it shows their ministry in the temple in heaven. So it appears as though what they do is they take our worship, and which is incense. The Bible says now that we are living sacrifices. So no longer do we lay a lamb on the altar, which is the sacrifice. We'll lay ourselves. Our bodies are a living sacrifice. So in that sense, every time we worship, we're not giving, frankincense, which was the incense that was sprinkled on the brazen altar coals. This is different. When we're worshiping, we're giving praise, we're giving honor, we're giving glory and exaltation to the Lord. And in heaven, that's received as incense, okay? So it's received by the burning ones. It's received by the seraph, the seraphim. And when they take that, it's the same thing that happened in the temple in the Old Testament. When the incense hit the burning coals, you got holy smoke. So the Bible says that that is the smell that God receives, or God takes and receives. So in heaven, you see these same seraphim taking our praise before the Lord. So that is their purpose. They are the coals from the altar. Now, you don't need salvation in heaven, so we don't need a brazen altar in heaven, but we still have a place of worship. We still have a temple. But in heaven, it's different, because we don't have the outer court. We don't have the laver, and we don't have the brazen altar, which represents the sinfulness of man. We have to lay our sins on the altar, and we have to wash ourselves with the water just to be able to go into his presence. Well, in heaven, that outer court no longer exists. We just go into his presence. So we go in as the sacrifice, as the lamb that was slain, because Jesus did that for us. But when we go in worship, that's why we can come boldly before the throne of grace with worship. When we go in worship, then that is God receiving our worship. And the seraphim take that worship and present it to the Lord as holy smoke, I'm assuming. It hits their hands, it turns into a fragrance, and the Lord receives that fragrance from us as worship. So it may sound like hallelujah to you, or a song that you're singing, or raised hands, or however you choose to worship. But in heaven, it becomes the incense of heaven, because of the ministry of the seraphim. So keep in mind, these are very unique creatures created for a reason, for a purpose, to minister in heaven on behalf of us. So hope this has been enlightening and as fun for you to hear as it was for me to teach.